Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I am back with more Inuyochu, because, yeah, things are supposed to get pretty crazy in this one. I haven't seen it yet, but it will. Yamato! Ow! Okay, fine. Yamato looks at me with a spiteful glare after I give his head a fierce old smack. Why is he acting like he's doing me a favor? That said, my eyes end up drifting towards Sui's chest as well. Huh? Is something wrong? Still somewhat out of breath, Sui tilts her head to the side in confusion. Every tiny movement she makes forces her chest to bounce up and down. What's more, her skin's slightly flushed and there are droplets of sweat here and there. I'm not a guy, but even I can tell how sensual this must look. Nope, everything's a-okay. Anyway, shall we go? A pseudo-enthusiastic response is all I can muster. Oh, that reminds me. Sui, before you go, could you maybe show us where the school infirmary and the swimming pool are? Oh, good idea. We gotta make sure we have somewhere to sleep. Yamato follows my act, abruptly lifting his gaze as if he suddenly remembered all this. He's right at any rate, we'll probably end up staying at the school for a while, so it makes sense to check out the room we'll be sleeping in. And it couldn't hurt to know where the showers are either. Okay, no problem. We'll go to the infirmary first, okay? It's not that far from here. Sure thing, lead the way! As it turns out, the infirmary is directly below our classroom. We go down the stairs, take a left turn, and keep going straight until we come upon the door in question. Guess this will be our new bedroom for a while. Excuse me! Come on in! Some with a surprisingly cute voice responds from within. As we step into the room, why, hello there, Miss Kayama. Oh, I see you brought some fresh faces. Oh? Huh? Wait, what? We came face to face with a preposterously adorable little girl wearing a lab coat. Oh my god, who's this cutie? And why she's in a lab? Why is she in a lab coat? What are you doing at the infirmary, sweetie? My voice jumps up an octave or two as I give the girl a hug and a little kiss on the cheek. She's light enough where even I could lift her up. Oh my god, she's too cute. Are you okay, honey? Did you get lost? Is your big sister around? Gosh, you're as cute as a button. I gently poke at her soft, fluffy cheeks. They're almost like marshmallows, so smooth and pleasant to the touch. Oh, Mikoto, you've got the wrong idea. Oh, about what? Anyway, look at her little coat. She's pretending to be a doctor. It's so cute, I just can't. Heh, she's a little cutie pie, isn't she? And check out that adorable ribbon. Could you please stop that? Yamato starts petting the young girl with rough, broad movements. Hey, you're being too forceful with her, Yamato. Ignore the big scary guy, okay? What's your name, sweetheart? Can you tell me how old you are? I carefully fixed the girl's hair after Yamato's crude head padding made me a mess of it. I'm Miss Momo, and my age is a secret. I see. Little Miss Momo, huh? And this is where you play doctor, huh? Mikoto, Yamato, you've both got the wrong idea. Huh? What do you mean? Sui seems to be in somewhat of a panic. She's not a child. She's Miss Mamono Momo. Really? The school nurse. The what? Huh? Our brain struggled to process the information we've just learned. Instead, we simply stare at the pink-haired girl in complete and utter disbelief. I'm not telling you how old I am. Huh? What? Are you for real? She's an adult? I sound an embarrassing squeal out of sheer surprise. Could you let me go? Excuse me. Could you let go of me now? Oh, right. I'm so sorry. The girl, or should I say Miss Momo, starts busily fidgeting in my arms before I finally let go of her. Phew, allow me to introduce myself again. I'm Momono Momo, but please just call me Miss Momo, okay? She pats down her wrinkled lab coat and gives us a warm, beaming smile. Oh my god, I can't take it! You're just too darn cute! Mikoto, please! It's no use, I can't resist my urges. I know she's an adult, but still, how can someone be this criminally adorable? Phew, I'm really sorry, I lost my cool there. I have a long sigh and offer Miss Momo a sincere bow of apology. Don't sweat it, the deputy principal told me all about you guys. You'll be using the infirmary as a place to sleep while you investigate Miss Takaru's disappearance, right? Guess she already knows the full story, huh? I'm assuming Misaki told her in advance. Hey, Miss Momo, I take it you've met, Takaru before? Takaru. Yamato, stop! You're being awfully rude to her. Not as rude as you were when you treated her like a pet. Ugh, well, fine, you've got a point there, but still. Anyway, let's forget about all that for now. Miss Momo, Takaru is my sister. She visited the school on important business and... Yep, I know, we've met actually. You have? Can you tell us what you remember about her? I latch on to Miss Momo's words and start questioning her outright. We need to know what Takaru did at this academy. Even the tiniest morsel of information would help. Miss Momo tilts her head to the side, clearly trying to recall something. Let's see, well, it did surprise me to learn she was a demon hunter. And when I told her that one of my relatives was a demon hunter too, she was quite shocked herself. Seriously? You've got a demon hunter in your family? Are you for real? Wow, to think a girl this cute, I mean a woman this cute, would have demon hunters in her family. I'm shocked. I mean, I know a person's affinity for becoming a demon hunter has nothing to do with their looks, but still, it makes me feel a little odd. You reacted just like Takaru did. I guess you really are sisters. She lets out a soft giggle. That relative of mine is called Rinko, by the way. Say what? Rinko? You mean that Rinko? What Miss Momo has just revealed comes as a bigger shock to us than the fact that she's not a child. She's got to be talking about the one and only Kokonoe Rinko. Or Kokoone? Not really sure on that one. Kokonoe? I'm the bestest demon hunter that's ever lived. The rest of you can't even hold a candle to me. Ugh, I can still practically hear that voice of hers in my head. She's small and cute, just like Miss Momo, but at the same time... You do have the same hair color, I guess. Well, I suppose there is a resemblance, an outward one at least. And you know Kyoko, right? She's married to my little brother. Kyoko, huh? So your brother actually... Your reactions are exactly like Takaru's. Or Takaru's, whatever. I mean, I can see why Takaru would be shocked after learning all this. Yamato, Mikoto, what about looking for Takaru? Or Takaru, I don't know how they're saying it. They're saying it a million different ways. Oh, you're right! I was so flabbergasted I completely forgot about what I was gonna ask. Alright, Miss Momo, we're trying to find out where Takaru is. We haven't heard from her in a while, so, you know. Oh dear, that doesn't sound good at all. Again, she lightly tilts her head to the side. So, according to Miss Momo... Oh, we've got a spelling error there. Takaru, much like the two of us, decided to spend a few nights in the infirmary. But as it turns out, Miss Momo possesses an unusually high spiritual affinity, leaving her unaffected by... Takaru's spell, or Takaru's spell, whatever. Well, she is related to Rinko. Much like in Sui's case, even someone like me can get a sense of just how gifted she is. She's not on Rinko's level or anything, but still. I wonder if it's just my imagination, but she seems to have an untold amount of latent spiritual energy. I take another careful look at Miss Momo. It feels like I might be picking some kind of highly unusual aura of... But the last time I saw her... Takaru was acting kind of strange. It got me a little worried. Strange in what way? She looked upset about something. I asked her if something was wrong, but she simply said she was fine. I couldn't just leave it at that, so I went to ask the principal, only to be told that she already left. Takaru, something really must have happened to her, and the chances of her still being at the school are worryingly high. When was the last time you saw Takaru, Miss Momo? Let's see, last time was, it was 2 days ago. 2 days ago, really? Wait, isn't that kind of strange, though? That would contradict with what Misaki told us. Heh, I knew he was a lying bastard. Wait, what do you mean you knew? Huh, are you serious? The guy's obviously a lying, conniving slime ball. Why are you jumping to conclusions? Misaki's nothing like that. How can you be so sure? Don't you listen to a word Miss Momo just said? Excuse me. Didn't you listen to a word Miss Momo just said? Their accounts of what happened don't match up at all. Yeah, but he does have a point. According to Misaki, Takaru supposedly left after making a call, which happened shortly after she arrived at the school. However, Miss Momo just told us that she saw Takaru the day before yesterday. How about you, Sui? What do you think of Misaki? Suddenly, Yamato turns to Sui for answers. With me? Misaki, he's... Well, I haven't really talked to him much, but he, seems a little scary. Huh? Sui's answer surprises me. I mean, Misaki was so kind to me, almost like a true gentleman. So, why is it that Sui finds him intimidating? He wasn't always like that, but now, well, it's difficult to put into words. Sui struggles to describe how she feels. Told ya, I know a two-faced liar when I see one. But wait a second, it's just the impression he gives me, that's all. Sui? Watching Sui, it's clear to me that she's picked up on something. So, how about you, Miss Momo? Any thoughts? Let's see. Well, we haven't had many opportunities to talk. She then pauses a bit to think. That said, I've heard several students talk about how he had changed after becoming deputy principal. I see. He changed, so he wasn't always like this? I'd rather not suspect someone who's been so kind to me, but I think it'd probably be for the best if we talk to him again. It's the only conclusion I can come up with. Hell yeah, let's storm his office right now. What? Storm his office? You want to go right now? When else? What's wrong with you anyway? This guy could be working against us and you're still trying to defend him? Working against us? Come on, you don't know that. See, it's because you keep jumping to stupid conclusions like this that you keep screwing up, you type foreskin clown. Who are you calling a clown, Boobzilla? Please stop fighting, guys. If our current situation wasn't stressful enough, Yamato keeps adding oil to the fire with his rude comments. It's only natural for me to blow up at him. Meanwhile, Sui continues fidgeting in a panic as we fire off insults at each other. I think Misaki has already gone home, so... He went home? Yes, as far as I'm aware, he always heads straight home after classes. That sounds about right. I don't think I've ever seen him around after classes. I see. Why am I feeling so relieved all of a sudden? Besides, I still haven't finished showing you around campus. That slippery bastard. He won't be this lucky tomorrow, though. Yamato, enough! Could you please not stir up any unnecessary trouble? It's only gonna make it harder for us to do our jobs. Harder to do our jobs? Well, what's that look for? The way Yamato just glared at me. Sui, could you continue showing us around? Sure. What? Hey, what's the big idea? Yamato flat out ignores me and instead turns to Sui. Even for him, that's a bit too cold. I'm honestly a little shocked. I feel like there's a small needle prickling at my heart. So next up would be the heated indoor pool. No doubt sensing the awkwardness between us, Sui endeavors to sound as cheerful as she can. Miss Momo, we'll be on our way then. Thanks for giving us a place to sleep. We owe you one, Miss Momo. Don't mention it. Well, off you go. Sui and Yamato turn to leave the room, leaving me behind. I feel like I want to scream. Well, guess I'll be heading out too. All I can muster is a half-hearted goodbye. Don't worry, Mikoto. I'm sure you'll make up with him in no time. Miss Momo consoles me with a warm smile and even warmer words. Right. Thank you, Miss Momo. I respond with a curt bow before finally leaving the infirmary. The chilly air of the hallway forces me awake and reminds me of what we came here to do. Looking for Takeru, or Takeru, whatever, should be our top priority right now. We have no time for petty squabbles. But then why did things have to become so awkward between us? I didn't mean for this to happen, but was I being overly agitated back there? I mean, I wasn't purposely trying to defend Misaki. Really, I wasn't. That sort of just happened, unconsciously, I think. Yamato's just worried about Takeru as much as I am. And when we finally found a lead, it must have looked like I was trying to sabotage things. No wonder he got so mad. Right now, we need every last bit of information we can get our hands on, no matter how small. I know that. I really do. I can't really blame Yamato for getting so upset. When I remember the glare he shot at me in the infirmary, my chest tightens. Okay, I'm gonna apologize to him as soon as I can. With my mind finally made up, I hurried down the hallway to catch up to the others. So this is our swimming pool. Here's the changing room, and you'll find the showers right over there. Wow, even the changing rooms are sparkling clean. Yep, it's still a new building after all. I can definitely see that. The equipment here is so clean, it looks almost unused. You'd think you just stumbled into a top-glass gym or something. Have you ever used a pool yourself, Sui? Well, yes, I do have swimming classes, although something really embarrassing happened just recently. Tell me more. Something embarrassing? Please forget I said anything. Her impromptu slip of the tongue leaves Sui's cheeks flushed bright red. After realizing what she's done, she fixes her eyes on the floor. Did something happen? Don't leave us hanging. Well, my swimsuit has begun to feel, tighter as of late. And? So when I jumped in, I popped out. Her voice becomes progressively quieter. But, yeah, I guess that would count as embarrassing. Huh? I don't get it. What popped out? Yamato's beyond clueless. I can tell what she's trying to say, though. I've experienced it myself. Well, come on, just tell me. What was it? Some kind of monster? My boobs popped out of my swimsuit. Sui's voice fades into a barely audible whisper by the time she reaches the end of her sentence. She's also blushing from ear to ear. Huh? Really? Whoa! Yamato's eyes fixate squarely on Sui's chest. His nose is starting to bleed, too. Yamato, enough! What? I didn't say anything. Doesn't matter. I can tell exactly what you were fantasizing about just then. That must have been so awful, Sui. You poor thing. I have a short sigh while giving Sui a reassuring pat on the shoulder. It was. There were boys around, too. And they saw everything. I nearly died from embarrassment. Wah! Having been reminded of an understandably traumatic experience, Sui covers her blushing face with both hands before crumpling to the floor. I could definitely relate. A growing body and an unchanging swimsuit size don't exactly go well together. I'm surprised, though. Is she really still growing? Just in the chest, I mean? I steal a quick glance at Sui's bosom. Anyway, let's forget about all that. Can you show us another part of the school now? I'd love to see this entire place if possible. Right, okay. At my urging, Sui picks herself up from the floor while giving us a sheepish nod. Her boobs. Her naked, exposed boobs. Yamato's still muttering something stupid to himself, but I don't have any energy left to humor him. Sui shows us around the entire rest of the school. The classrooms. The rooftop. The gymnasium. Every single room, area, and place of equipment is clean and well kept. Honestly, spending your academic years in a place like this must feel like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And yet, this is the very same place where Takaru went missing. I think that about covers every major part of the school. By the time we finish our tour and circle back to the entrance, it's already dark out. Thanks so much, Sui, and sorry we kept you for so long. It's okay. I'm just glad I could help you guys. Hell yeah. You were a huge help. Thanks a bunch, Sui. She responds with a bashful giggle, all the while looking cute as a button. I'll be heading home now. Thanks again, and take care on your way home. See you tomorrow. Right, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye. Sui gives us a somewhat childish wave before trotting off into the night. We see her off until she completely disappears from view. As I turn to look at Yamato, I realize he's already started making his way back towards the school building. Hey, wait up, Yamato. Looks like he's still upset with me. That said, with Sui gone, this is my only chance to properly apologize to him. I'm telling you to wait up. I hurry after him and grab his arm. The hell do you want? Let go. He attempts to violently shake me off. Hey! You've been acting strange, Makoto. Strange? What do you mean? I didn't do anything. Yeah, you did. Takuro's missing and you think it's okay to defend some shifty asshole like Misaki? Aren't you worried about her? If so, that bastard should have been your first and foremost suspect, but instead you... Yamato straight up explodes at me. He has every right to be mad. But the way he says it, it's just gonna make me all flustered and agitated again. Seriously, why do you feel the need to jump to one-sided conclusions? Why can't you ever just listen? I fully intended to apologize, but instead end up snapping back at him. Listen to what? Tucker's gone missing, for God's sake. His words are mired in pain and anger as he yells back at me. My chest feels like it's about to burst. I get what he's trying to say. I really do, but Grim didn't look at the... because we don't want to fuck this up. Alright, here we go. It should be... right here. Yay. Boy, did I get lucky. Wow, how many bad ends are in this fucking game? Good lord. I don't know if we're going to do the whole thing. Probably not. Let's see. So we're going ahead, I don't know. Probably not gonna see that much. We're gonna save all the bad ends for you guys. How about that? I'm going to save because I need this. Because there's a bad end that you can reach in here, and I don't know what it is. I gotta stop looking for excuses. I need to apologize. I clench my fists.
Yamato!
What? Look, I'm sorry. What? Suppressing my growing frustration, I squeeze out the words the best I can. It catches Yamato off guard. He looks at me in silent, dumbfounded shock. You were right, Yamato. Takeru's still missing, and I'm not sure what came over me. I guess it's just my reaction to being treated so kindly during a time of intense stress. I think I was more agitated than usual. I'm essentially thinking out loud, gradually sharing my feelings with him, and that makes me understand exactly what happened. I was frustrated. That's probably why I kept taking Misaki's side. I'm sorry for acting the way I did. I was out of line. Sorry, folks, it's late. I was out of line. Well, no. I mean, I... Yamato's at a loss for words. My apology must have come out of left field for him. He's awkwardly scratching the back of his head while fidgeting back and forth. You see, I stepped out of line, too, and I'm really sorry.
Yamato.
He actually went and apologized himself. That's a weight off my shoulders. I'm glad we could finally make up. As relief washes over me, I feel a pleasant warmth spread throughout me. So, anyway, I wasn't trying to be overly emotional about that guy. It's just that he's genuinely suspicious to me. He gives me a stern look. I meet his gaze with a nod. Yeah, I feel the same, actually. We need to question him first thing tomorrow morning. I very highly doubt that Miss Momo was lying to us. And when you consider how she's naturally resistant to supernatural influences... What if he's being controlled by a demon? I finally say what I've been thinking. Yamato nods in response. He must have come to the same conclusion. So, huh? Scratching the back of his head, Yamato addressed me again. Man, we really weren't ourselves there for a bit. Speak for yourself. The way a certain someone kept ogling Sui and Miss Kaharu like an animal in heat was business as usual, I'd say. That's complete bullshit. As an immediate reaction to my insults, Yamato spins around and sinks his palms into my breasts, making sure to give them a tight squeeze. Get away! What do you think you're doing, dumbass? Haha, now we're even! Who's even with who, you sex offender? Come back here so I can chop your useless dick off. Yamato slips away like a fleeting rabbit while I chase after him with my fists raised. Anyway, I'm glad there's no bad blood between us. Things are finally back to the way they used to be. Despite outwardly fuming with anger, deep down I feel more relieved than words can express. Anyway, that's enough fooling around for now. We spend some time having a quick meal, then we wait for night to truly fall before beginning our investigation in earnest. There's an eerie silence all around across campus, an unsettling contrast with how the school usually is during the day. The silence is almost deafening. If this were a manga, you'd probably have a huge onomatopoeia marker floating all over the room. Yeah, schools at night have a certain atmosphere to them, don't they? I remember how this is precisely when ghosts are known to pop up. On nights not unlike this one. What's that? Getting the old jitters? No, I'm not. I'm just shaking with excitement, okay? It's not him I'm trying to convince, though, but myself. This is no time to be getting cold feet. We've got to use the time we have to find some kind of clue regarding Takeru's whereabouts. According to Takeru's report, I leave through the documents I've brought with myself, comparing their descriptions to our current location. Northern wing, third floor. Yeah, no doubt about it. She performed an exorcism in this very classroom. I pull out a seal while trying my best to stifle my growing anxiety. Oh. I recite the spell. As much as it's not my forte, I do my best to focus my mind and probe for any traces of an aura. However... No good. I can't sense Takeru's presence. I shake my head while my shoulders droop. If she really did perform an exorcism in this room, I should be able to find some trace vestiges of her aura. It's not because I'm too inexperienced to cast the spell properly. If there was any of her aura left, no matter how small, my seal would have reacted. One room down, plenty more to go. Come on! Right, let's keep going. the social studies prep room, the south wing, inside the lockers of Class A1. The gym equipment room, the innermost stall in the first floor girls' bathroom. What? Why'd you go in there? The row of water taps at the schoolyard. One by one, we end up investigating every single location outlined in Tuckeroo's report. They're all places where Tuckeroo supposedly performed an exorcism. However, Makoto, I know. We've done this over and over and over by now. It's fairly late into the night when Yamato finally speaks up again. And I think I know exactly what he's about to say. Was this report really written by Tuckeroo? Well, it should have been. To be honest, though, I've been having doubts, too. I mean, the handwriting is definitely Tuckeroo's. Even to the succinct, to-the-point style is undeniably hers. On closer inspection, though, there's something odd about it. It's the order of the exorcism, right? Right. I have this feeling that something about it just doesn't fit Tuckeroo. Same here, so I wasn't the only one. There's something definitely off about how this job was handled. It's too sloppy to have been done by someone of her caliber. At least that's the impression I'm getting. In fact, it feels like someone just aimlessly wandered from one place to the next. Much like in any other profession, demon hunters generally follow a set of guidelines, too. Exorcisms are no exception, of course. After all, it can more or less be predicted where spirits or demonic energies may manifest. Near water, for example, or at places that are naturally attuned to the supernatural. Whenever an exorcism needs to be performed, you'd first head to locations bearing such characteristics. However, Tuckeroo's movements are clearly in opposition of that established modus operandi. It's like I'm looking at the work of a complete amateur. You'd normally head for the water taps in the bathrooms first, but she left them for last, and instead prioritized mundane locations like the lockers in the social studies prep room. This trail, though, it's almost like it's trying to lure us somewhere. Suddenly, something's not right here, I'm sure of it. That does seem to be the case, yeah. Out of nowhere, the air around us undergoes a sudden change. It grows deathly cold, enough to chill us to the bone, and is accompanied by a thick, appalling presence of some kind. Makoto! I know! We immediately have our backs to each other, largely out of instinctive reflex. By the blood of the Shiratori, I command thee, heed my call and fly to my aid, O Blade of Blades! I invoke our covenant and summon thee to my side, for my name is Makoto, Shiratori Motoko. Awaken Raiko, bane of all demons. Ah, come on, let's dance! My palms are searing hot, and I focus every iota of my being on that singular point. My fingers begin to feel like they're on fire. With both of our weapons summoned, we ready ourselves for an attack from our enemy. Wow, look at that thing! Countless tentacles sprout forth from the ground like geysers. That said, low-ranking demons like this should prove to be no challenge at all. I see they've sent out all their weaklings. In response to my remark. Let's fry them all at once! Yamato immediately lunges himself at the enemy. He's probably gonna get killed if you don't stop him. Hold on. It wants me to save. Going to do that. Oh, at least they give you an... At least they show you that you have your options. Okay, I thought I could save. Okay, you just double-click. Alright. Damn, I'm almost in the middle of this fucking game now. It says, stop Yamato. Yamato, wait! Huh? An intensely ominous feeling comes over me all of a sudden. Upon hearing my shout, Yamato immediately stops in his tracks. Ah! And that's when it happens. A loud, violent sound, almost like a small explosion, goes off here near Yamato's feet. I rush up to him after he gets propelled backwards and onto the floor. Thankfully, it looks like he avoided danger by a hair's breadth. All the attack did was lightly graze him. Ugh, man, that was close. A barrier, and a fairly powerful one, too. That was the odd sensation I felt earlier. We were faced with several tentacles, yet for some reason none of them would approach us. Almost as if there was an invisible boundary between us. I dread to think what would have happened if we had rushed headlong into that thing. Considering how violent of an explosion that was, despite barely grazing Yamato, if the attack had caught his entire body, things would have turned out much, much worse. Still, I can't believe we failed to notice a barrier that powerful. I mean, I know neither of us are experts, but he's right. Neither of us are particularly gifted in the art of sensing such things. Still, we should have noticed the presence of a barrier so tremendously powerful and dangerous. I can only assume that this so-called report from Takeru was a carefully laid trap. We followed in Takeru's footsteps, tracing all the locations outlined in our report in the exact same order that they were mentioned. As it turns out, that was all a trap laid by our enemies. I did feel like something was off, but I thought I was just imagining things, that maybe I was simply too stressed out. Yeah, same here. Spells were woven into every location we visited, and it was done little by little to make sure we wouldn't notice, a spell to dull our senses. The spell was made complete in this very classroom, and their plan was to instantly erase us with that powerful barrier. Damn it, we were lured right into their trap. Yamato clicks his tongue in frustration while struggling to his feet. Can you keep going, Yamato? Hell yeah, this is just a flesh wound. He does seem to be alright. In which case... we'll focus on one point and break through like that. Good idea. I'll leave the timing to you. We concentrate our spiritual energies at the same time. Meanwhile, the barrier is tightening around us with each passing second. I can tell. Seems they're eager to finish us off after failing in their first attack. The pressure is unbelievably intense. I can feel the barrier inching closer and closer. Its enormous amounts of heat and power blow fiercely against us like an ever-growing maelstrom. Focus! And find it! I can do this! I search for a singular point in the barrier while trying to keep myself from panicking. A low hiss resounds in the air like a snake closing in on its prey. Slowly but surely, the barrier is getting closer and closer. As I gradually channel my spiritual energies in the Raikou, the blade begins to crackle with lightning. I'm breaking this barrier. All I gotta do is find a single point to serve as a conduit and channel all my power into it. It's okay. As long as I maintain my composure, I can do this. Yamato's already bursting with spiritual energies. All that's left is to find the spot. The barrier's close enough now where I can feel its terrible energies pricking at my skin. Lightning strike! Ah! I take aim and let Raikou fly, focusing only on that one singular point. Yamato, acting in perfectly timed tandem, does the same with his wooden sword. Why does he have a wooden sword? The wooden blade, infused with most of Yamato's spiritual energies, crashes against the surface of the barrier. A moment later, fierce lightning courses through the room in powerful, dominant surges. Just a little more! The core of the barrier begins to twist and sparkle. Using that as my target, I thrust forward Raikou with all the strength I can muster. The barrier bursts with a sound doubtlessly loud enough to be heard across the entire academy. Shortly afterwards, the impact banishes all the tentacles in our close vicinity. Wasting no time, I finish the rest of the beast with a horizontal slash from my blade. They're ordinary low-level demons, nothing more. Oozing a foul odor and death, the tentacled creatures melt away and perish once and for all. Phew! That's all of them, I think. Raikou's light soon gutters out and fades. Meanwhile, Yamato suppresses his accumulated spiritual energies and briefly surveys the area. The light and the accompanying shockwave soon fade, as if they were never there to begin with. Eventually, the school is once again wrapped only in a deep, eerie silence. As for me, I'm no longer detecting the presence of anything in the area. I think that pretty much confirms it. Takeru's fallen victim to a trap somewhere at this academy. I'm guessing that was their aim from the get-go. This entire assignment was a ploy to lure in Takeru, or more specifically someone from our group. For what purpose, though? What did they gain by doing this? Hell if I know. Guess we'll find out once we bust whoever's behind this. I suppose so. Misaki, I'm still not sure exactly what part he plays in all this, but I do know one thing. I know that he's somehow involved in Takeru's disappearance, and that he lied to us about her. By the dark of the night, silence hangs heavy in the air, and the academy grows quiet, as if nothing happened at all. Still, I don't think there'll be another attack tonight, at least. You're probably right. Also, I do believe we'll need to have a few words with Misaki tomorrow. You're right about that. We've had a busy and eventful day. I'm honestly kind of exhausted, and I don't want to be needlessly wasting any more energy here. Takeru, where are you? Please be alright. Just you wait. I'm coming for you, okay? Clinging on to hope against all hope, we quietly return to the infirmary to get some much-needed rest. And when tomorrow comes... Alright! So, we got to see a battle. I mean, that's pretty cool. There's actually some ways that battle can end wrong. Because there's one that you use Stop Yamato, but it's after you've loaded another slot. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But there's seven bad ends on the main path. There's only two on, there's about two or three on Takeru's. And Sui actually has a path. Okay. So there are some really interesting, I don't want to spoil too much, but there are some really interesting characters that you'll get to read this story as. And if you've gotten interested in it, then yeah, you'll definitely want to read their point of view. See, Inuyochu is short, but it's several different stories. Like, it's different points of view. Like, you'll have her view, Takeru's view, or not Takeru. No, there is not Takeru. Takeru's view is not here. Sorry, guys. You'll have her view, you'll have Yamato's view, Sui's view, obviously, as I just kind of spoiled, and some others. So definitely go ahead and give it a chance if this interests you. There's like some fighting. It's kind of feeling shonen a little bit with the demon battles, but there's some crazy shit. I know, it gets fucked up, but just like not right away. It's different, guys. It's supposed to be one of the most fucked up ones ever. Really, it is. But we haven't got to that crazy shit yet. It's just buried. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Inuyochu.